This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, WGR Sports Radio 550, the official voice of the Buffalo Sabres, presents live coverage of Round 1 of the 2020 NHL Draft, brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. By Figo Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. And by BlackRock Bright & Eggert Pharmacies, your health is our number one priority. Now, here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Pat Malacaro, and Brayton Wilson.
A few minutes after 10 o'clock, we're rolling on here as we get you toward the end of the 2020 first round of the NHL Draft. Tomorrow, round two, and the rest, as Brayton Wilson said, he'll be covering it tomorrow on Twitter and on our website, WGR550.com. Colorado just made their selection to pick 25, defenseman Justin Barron going from the Halifax Mooseheads. The Junior League nicknames are pretty solid overall, mm-hmm. Like Mooseheads, It's got to be a solid logo on jersey, I would guess.
Yeah, I like some of those, like the Barry Colts. I like what their logo. Some of those teams, the Sudbury Wolves.
Yes,
I think.
Yeah. I think the junior logos and names are pretty solid. So we are at pick 26, and that is the St. Louis Blues. And obviously up to pick 31, and then that'll be the end of round one. So the Sabres, with no more scheduled picks, we're not being told at all that the Sabres at this moment are trying to get back into the first round in any capacity. Not to say that it can't, but the likelihood is that they are done selecting here for the night. Jack Quinn spoke with the media just a little less than an hour ago. If you missed that here on our draft coverage, it'll be up on our on-demand audio section at some point tonight at WGR550.com. And Quinn, with some things just to kind of recap, if you did miss that interview, said, first of all, that he didn't necessarily think that the Sabres would take him. He said he thought he had pretty good meetings with the Sabres, but he really had no idea where he was going to go, and then ultimately did admit at the end that he was kind of surprised that he was taking. Quinn said he played a lot of sports growing up, didn't necessarily trained for hockey solely, but obviously reached a point where there was, you know, promising thought that maybe he could make it, so decided to pursue it then. Last year in the OHL, went from a 12-goal performance to a 52-goal performance. He said a lot of that change of mindset was getting more to the middle of the ice, trying to score more. He said that was a really big help for him in terms of how he made his progress. How these last 6 months have been for him, obviously it's been crazy for everybody. He said, look, you know, we had the shutdown. It's been a lot for him and his family. Obviously different from other years, but he said he's just trying to be patient. He knew it was going to be a long wait. Spent the entire six-month offseason training and working out. And that training was kind of part of his focus. He said he was really in the gym a lot, the most that he's been, really trying to work on his speed. And he said being solid, stable on his feet, not getting off the puck. Not wanting to get knocked off the puck by maybe a bigger guy on the ice. In terms of where he's going to be next year, Quinn said he wants to prove that he's ready to play in the NHL next year. So we'll see about that. He also, though, did say at the end that if the Sabres decide that another year in junior is what he needs, then he's going to take a positive approach to that. And finally, the kind of the last thing that he said that really jumped off the board to me was that he said he's a shoot-first guy. He likes to score goals, and that mentality, I think, has been lacking on this team for quite a long time. So those are some of the highlights of what Quinn said. Again, it'll be up on our on-demand audio section at some point here a little bit later on tonight. It'll be on. It's up now? Oh, awesome. Good job, John Simon, putting it up. It's already up there. So if you want to listen to it in its entirety, it's up there right now, WGR550.com. The St. Louis Blues are on the clock right now at pick 26, then Anaheim at 27, Ottawa at 28. We'll take you up to pick 31 here on WGR. You can follow our NHL draft tracker if you want to see where maybe a name that you were following went in the draft or whether they've gotten picked or not. Brayton's continually updating that as well at WGR550.com. Okay, Pat, we're getting here toward the end of the draft where a lot of the better teams are selecting here. Tampa Bay, of course, winning the cup over Dallas. Ultimately, Tampa Bay has probably been the best team in the league, at the very least in the East, I think is an argument you can make here, over the past few years, maybe them and the Capitals. So whether you're a fan of the Lightning or not, I think you'd say it was a deserving cup. I mean, they have built up their team to be very good. And ultimately, to get a cup, it's probably you'd say that it seems about right. It doesn't feel like a fluke in any way that they won it.
Yeah, a team that flamed out in such a poor way last year by their standards in the first round of the playoffs, you know, getting nearly skunked by Columbus in that first round last year, and coming back this year under the situation that they had to live in the bubble for a couple of months, and you know, it's so hard to win in the Stanley Cup playoffs as it is, but a team that was able to do that and continue to be successful in the regular season.
St. Louis is up at 26. Let's go to the commissioner.
By St. Louis Blues general manager Doug Armstrong.
The St. Louis Blues select from Edmonton, Jake Neighbors.
The Blues are in. Jake Neighbors, the selection, a left winger at 26 overall. That puts Anaheim now on the clock at pick number 27. Just to update you on a couple of other sports things going on tonight. They're at the half. Good one in the NBA Finals. The Lakers have a two-point lead on the Heat, 49-47. L.A. leads that series 2-1. Shocking, Pat, we've done this entire draft coverage, and they've only played 5 innings between the Yankees and the Rays.
That's a lot for them.
That is a lot. Tampa Bay with a 5-4 lead on New York. The Yankees do play the longest games out of anybody. The Red Sox do. The Blue Jays had some long games here this year.
We can
year
now
too.
Say from experience.
That's right, quite a bit. But bottom fifth, Rays up on the Yankees 5-4. Yankees have a 1-0 lead in that series. The Dodgers and the Padres are playing game one of their series. They're just underway. They're actually now moving into the second. Scoreless between the Padres and the Dodgers. Finals from Major League Baseball earlier today. The Braves take a 1-0 lead on the Marlins. They won 9-5. And Houston now with a 2-0 lead on Oakland. Astros winning today 5-2 over the A's. The Astros have to be loving this right now. They've advanced. They're looking like they're going to maybe advance again. And a little backseat, obviously, COVID and then the situation of the restart being what it was. Had fans been here in a normal baseball season, I'm sure the first month would have been dominated by Astros talk and reaction that they would have gotten in stadiums. And instead now, they're thinking, hey, are we going to end up with the last laugh here?
The players are definitely saying as much already, letting people know that the success they've had the last couple of years isn't just due to the cheating scandal that they were caught up in, and it's that they're for real, for sure.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted on those games as they go on here during our final picks of the draft. But back to the Sabres itself, if you want to jump in, 803-0550, kind of last chance here, 1-888-550-2550. So you look at the Sabres right now in terms of the forwards. They take a forward tonight in Jack Quinn. The Sabres with under contract, Pat, you've got Jack Eichel, $10 million a year. Jeff Skinner, $9 million a year. Kyle Okposo still with 3 years left on his deal, $6 million a year. Eric Staal with 1 year left, $3.25 million. Tage Thompson just getting that new three-year deal at $1.4 million per. And then Curtis Lazar re-signed at $800,000. We're hearing maybe that are they moving on from Johan Larsson? Maybe that'll be even a question that we'll hear from Kevin Adams here over the course of these next few days with the draft coverage. But Lazar, if he's your fourth-line center, are you okay with that?
100%. I thought going into this offseason that was one of the players that I wanted to be re-signed pretty quickly because not that he's going to be somebody that you know count your offense on, but he was a stable, steadying force, I thought, in understood his role on the Sabres last year. And when he came up from Rochester, I thought he performed very well. And that's just one piece that you don't have to worry about now. You look at some of the whether it's restricted free agents or some of the UFAs that the Sabres have to make decisions on coming up. I thought Dominique Cahoon, in the small sample that we saw, could be a player going forward on the wing that would be a nice piece for the Sabres. And he was acquired for very little. So you look at some of these restrictive free agents that Kevin Adams will have to either tender a qualifying offer to and or extend a long-term offer to. I think those are the next steps in figuring out who is on your roster.
The RFAs that Kevin Adams is going to have to think about and obviously decide what to do. Cahoon, you mentioned, Victor Olofsson, Sam Reinhart. Now, there's been some discussions that maybe they're already going here with Olofsson, but Cahoon, I agree with everything you said. Thought he was a nice bright spot to the end of the year last year. Came in, made an impact right away. Looked like he could skate. Looked like he was ready to play with anybody that, of what you consider to be the Sabres' best players. Reinhart is interesting. You're going to have to pay him more. He's still only 24. We'll pick up on Reinhart in a moment. Here's Anaheim at 27.
General manager Martin Madden will be making the 27th selection in the 2020 NHL draft.
The Anaheim Ducks are excited to select from the Starnia Sting, Jacob Perreault.
Nice pronunciation there. Jacob Perreault. It looks like you'd see for Gilbert Perreault. Mm-hmm. Jacob Perreault. He is a right winger, and he goes to Anaheim at pick 27. So Ottawa at 28, Vegas at 29. Those are the next two here on the clock. Let's go back to pick up with Reinhart, restricted free agent. Still is only 24. We know he's continuing to kind of just produce points every year, kind of career highs in that category. Does play well with Jack Eichel. People will always say, well, can he do it without Eichel? Okay, so let's just say he is with Eichel. Like, he's producing. So is that a bad thing that people are going to say, well, he can't play, he's not going to produce if he's not with Eichel. But if he's with Eichel, he does produce. So is that enough worth to give him what was going to have to be a raise here?
I always keep coming back to when the Sabres have needed big goals in the last couple of years, it's come down to basically Jack Eichel and the rest of the team. And that's what I wrestle with when I think about what a long-term contract for Sam Reinhart looks like. Because I'll go back to those games out west last year, and you were looking for somebody to step up, and you just didn't get that. Beyond Jack Eichel, maybe someone like Kalaposo. So you were lacking that. Now, there's a role for Sam Reinhart on this team, but I guess, what are you signing up for? How long of a contract? How much are the dollars? Because, again, I'll go back to, you don't want to become the Toronto Maple Leafs. At least the Leafs are making the playoffs. They might be locked into four forwards at big contracts and not having success in the playoffs. They're at least getting to the playoffs. If you're going to lock in another player at over $6 million in your forward ranks, you're going to have to start paying your defensemen soon. You have to start paying Rasmus Dahlin as if he's going to be a top flight defenseman in this league.
Dahlin is one more year at $925,000, and then you're going to have to pay. I mean, he'll be an RFA, so you'll be in control, but you're not going to get off cheap there.
Right. You're going to have two goaltenders to sign in the process over the next couple of years. Linus Ullmark is an RFA this year. You are fortunate. The NHL has already ratified a CBA with the players. You know that the salary floor or salary cap is going to be at least $81.5 million. It can change depending on league revenues, but you know that the league salary cap is at least $81.5 million. So that does help you out, but you have to figure out what is the right number to bring Sam Reinhart back on a longer-term contract. I've struggled with that one a lot. I really do.
Yeah, and then the UFAs that obviously Kevin Adams can say, we've had enough, thank you for your time, or they can try to make an offer. Wayne Simmons, Vladimir Samoka, I think I can make that decision for him that they're going to move on. Jimmy Vesey, just never really, I don't know. I didn't see enough there. That
there wasn't enough offense consistently last year for sure to say yes. You know, let's get something done right now.
Yeah, Gergensen's, Larson, those two again. We always seem to lump them together.
Now
they had good years on the fourth line, but is it time to just move on?
Can you find another Zemgus, Gergensen, or Johan Larson on the free agent market? You know, not that they command big contracts, but are you willing to say they're good players? Larson especially developed into a role on this team, but we can find somebody else that can come in and do the same thing if you really want to kind of move out this roster that's kind of been in the locker room together for such a long time.
And Michael Frolik, no. That was a bad trade by Jason Bottrell.
Yeah, it was a swing and a miss for sure.
Yeah, and they paid for it too, in over $4 million for him. But mm-hmm. What about Simmons? Let's go back to him for a second.
He's someone I brought up earlier. If it's a manageable contract, I like what he brings to the locker room. I liked what I saw in terms of his ability to keep up with the play with on a line with somebody like Jeff Skinner at times in his just handful of games with the Sabres. So it's one of those where the price has to be right. He's drawing interest reportedly from other teams within the division. A team like Toronto or Montreal seemingly wants to have a conversation at least. So it's somebody that still at 32 years old, I think still has a couple more years in him. It's just a matter of, you know, what's the price and how long are you looking to be locked in for? Now, you're almost making the case for Sam Reinhart for me, I guess, in that if you're taking $4 million here from Frolik or a couple million there in an unrestricted free agent and bringing in someone that's cheaper and can do the same job, maybe that's how you find the money for someone like Sam Reinhart for the next couple of years.
The success that he's had just producing points, the fact that he's 24.
I'm not saying get rid of him.
The fact that he plays right. So well with Eichel, like I think there's more reasons to say yes. Now, I'm totally fine if you're willing to, if you can move him. But I need those points replaced.
Right.
I do not want Sam Reinhart traded for a number one draft pick. Absolutely not. Like, I need him. If he's out, I need, okay, tell me where all these points are coming from. Mm-hmm. And it has to be a body coming in. And I think it's tough. Who's going to trade away somebody that's of similar age of 24 that produces that much? If not, those teams want to keep that guy anyway.
I think that's where you get in the conversation of, are you able to move a defenseman to get a forward? And it's kind of more than one trade or a bigger package.
Yeah. Couple of picks to go here. We're at pick 28, Ottawa. The pick is in. Let's see what the Senators are up to here as they pick now for the third time in this draft.
Amateur scout for the Ottawa Senators will be making the 28th selection in the first round of the 2020 NHL draft.
With the 28th selection, the Ottawa Senators are proud to select from Brandon of the WHL, Ridly Gregg.
Okay, Ridly Gregg, a center going to Ottawa from the WHL. And there's only three teams to go, Vegas, Dallas, and San Jose. We will take our final timeout, and when we come back, we'll get you those final picks and put a wrap here on our draft coverage of the NHL 2020 version, our coverage brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case, by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, and by BlackRock, Brighton, Eggert Pharmacies. Your health is our number one priority. Brayton Wilson, Pat Malacaro, I'm Brian Colziel. More NHL draft coverage as we get close to the end of round one right after this on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I think my main asset is I'm an offensive player. I'm a goal scorer. I like to shoot the puck, but I also like to kind of, you know, drive the bus offensively and make plays and kind of make it hard on other teams defensively. So I think first and foremost is I'm an offensive player, but I think my defensive game is pretty well-rounded too, and I can be relied on in all situations. And I think kind of my competitiveness as a player helps me, you know, kill penalties and that kind of thing and kind of be a rounded player, not just an offensive player.
Jack Quinn, the Sabres, eighth overall selection in the draft, their top pick. So we welcome you back. Vegas is making their selection right now. Let's pick up that from the Golden Knights.
Brendan Brisson.
No, we just missed it, but Brendan Brisson is the selection, the center, 29th overall for the Chicago Steel last year in the USHL. Two picks to go. Dallas at 30, San Jose at 31, and then that puts a wrap here. On the first round. Round two will be tomorrow, and we'll have coverage online and on Twitter as well from Brayton Wilson tomorrow. So we welcome you back here. We're talking about Reinhart, but let's quickly go over the defenseman here for the Sabres. Ristolainen still on the team, still under contract for the next 2 years at $5.4 million per. Colin Miller also the next 2 years, $3.875 per. Jake McCabe, one more year left, $2.85. We mentioned Dahlin. He's got another year of his entry deal at $925,000. Then he'll be an RFA next year. Same with Joki Haru, $925,000 RFA. Those two seem to be no-brainers. They're part of your long-term future. Mm-hmm. And that you mentioned it earlier that the trade for Joki Haru was a good one. Now you've got three decisions to make in terms of guys that are unsigned that were on the team last year. Pilot and Montour, both RFAs. What do you do there?
Well, and Pilot kind of made the decision for you, right? So
basically said, I'm kind of okay with moving on from this franchise.
Yeah. So I look at it and I think, you know, Brandon Montour has a role on this team. He's one of those players that I don't know took a step forward under Ralph Kruger last year the way I would have liked to have seen it. So, you know, coming back into this coming season, you know, I think he's definitely a part of the plans. You're looking to see him be kind of that player we saw in Anaheim a little bit, be a little bit more physical maybe. You know, he can do so many different things, but I look at him and think that's one of those guys that I really want to be more aggressive going forward. And, you know, a couple-year contract, you know, extension for him wouldn't be out of the, you know, anything too crazy and really help solidify this defense, which I think you look at him, you look at the way Colin Miller was maybe used a little bit last year, use him in a little bit of a better role. I thought he was a nice acquisition going into last season. And when he was given the opportunity, I think, and taking the opportunity to provide a little more offense from the defensive end, we saw it at times out of him last year, doing that more going forward next season. Also, I think you look at this defense core, you maybe sign a UFA here or there to try and round out the seven or eight defensemen that you've got on your team. But I really do like the core, and I am looking towards someone like Rasmus Dahlin, now into his third year, to really establish himself as that top-end defenseman on this team.
Matt Hunwick, of course, still on this team from last year, doesn't have a contract. He's a UFA. I would say it's probably highly doubtful that he's back.
That's right, an unrestricted free agent that you can go out and find another left-wing defenseman, or maybe you've got somebody in Rochester you've got in mind that you want to bring up next year and maybe see what they can do in that role.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the moment, there's five under contract. Ristolainen, Miller, McCabe, Dahlin, Joki Haru. If Montour gets the offer, there's your six. But the depth isn't there as much as maybe it had been. Remember last year going in, there was quite a few. Mm-hmm. And some have moved on. We know Bogosian being one of that, you know, who now has won a Stanley Cup for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Marco Scandella was on this team last year and traded to in a couple of different deals, but traded to Montreal and then ended up in St. Louis by the end of the year. Yeah, that's where you look at the Sabres prospect pool, and for a team that seemingly had a lot of draft picks that were going to develop into NHL players, whether it would be trades or just not panning out, this is not the same depth pool that the Sabres had expected and really has got to build back up. And it takes a while, and it takes, especially for defensemen, Brian. I mean, how many years have we sat here and talked about young defensemen that you're waiting for them to take that next step, but it happens at different times. It's different than a forward that can step into that role a lot easier. For defensemen, it just takes longer. So if you're going to develop defensemen in your organization, you have to be willing to be patient with them. And then what that means for your goaltending as well, which, you know, goaltending for the Sabres team has not, it's been shaky at times. Just, you look to the middle parts of the season, and the Sabres have been really grasping at getting consistent goaltending, and one of the reasons why they have not found themselves back in that playoff picture.
Yeah, let's finish with the goaltending as we look up and down this roster. Carter Hutton, scheduled to make $2.75, 1 year left. Allmark, an RFA, I would expect that there'll be an offer there. Do you see a scenario where Hutton is not on this team to start the season?
Well, I think if you're able to find a comparable goaltender, maybe somebody looking for what Carter Hutton can do, and you've got somebody else in mind, maybe you're able to make a move and bring in a different goaltender at a similar price, of a veteran that can help Linus Allmark. Because I think Allmark, for now, is your number one goaltender. If you're talking maybe games played, he would probably have more of the share of an 82-game season than whether Carter Hutton or somebody else. But I think you're looking for Linus Allmark to maybe take that next step as solidifying himself as your number one goaltender, and just not waiting until Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is ready to try and make a step to the NHL. Show that you're the answer to that.
Dallas at pick 30 is in. Let's get it from the commissioner.
Dallas Stars assistant general manager Scott White will be making the 30th selection in the 2020 NHL draft.
With the 30th selection in the 2020 NHL draft, the Dallas Stars select Maverick Bork of Shawinigan.
All right, so Maverick Bork, a center, going to Dallas. Stars lost in the Stanley Cup final. Surprised that the Stars made it all the way?
I was. It's one of those teams that, guess, yeah, you know, you get hot, and I thought Vegas was going to, once they made it to the conference final, we're going to find their way in. But, I mean, you look at Dallas and that veteran team. Some of the guys like Pavelski, who have been big game players before, found it again in the playoffs. And for a team that, look, you talk about turmoil, a head coach that resigns in midseason, and somebody like Rick Bowness, who's been a hockey lifer and somebody that's been a coach in this league, head coach, assistant coach for a long time. I thought that was maybe the nice story of the bubble. You know, when you talk about teams and what stories you were able to root for in terms of this playoff.
Yeah, Dallas falling to the Tampa Bay Lightning, but yeah, I thought the West. I mean, Colorado, Vegas, I thought that the collision course, if that was the West Final, was kind of what I was hoping to see. But give Dallas credit. Like, I kind of overlooked them probably for three rounds in a row, thinking like, oh, well, they're running into the better team here. And they just kept winning, and they found timely goals. And Khudobin was excellent, which is, I think, a surprise.
Right, and they did it without Ben Bishop, their number one goaltender. So Khudobin, you know, showing stability in the goal, and that team just in front of them. I thought, you know, it was just they were the team this year. That there's always a team every year that you find that can come out of not nowhere, but can catch lightning in a bottle, and they certainly did that and pushed Tampa Bay, I think, pretty hard in that cup final as well.
Yeah, the Sharks have the 31st pick, and then that'll put a wrap on round one. Brayton, let's check in with you one more time here. As you look at just kind of the first round itself, where are you looking at in terms of just what the Sabres did, and then overall just some names that maybe go to tomorrow? And, you know, is there somebody that could fall to Buffalo when they pick in round two? Oh, okay. Brayton might... all right, Brayton, we'll get back to Brayton here in a second. But as we get at a spot here where... we're in this final draft. Brayton, do you have us now here? Okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I'm trying to do work.
No problem. we're at the last pick here with San Jose. Just looking at the names here, I know you were monitoring guys that were maybe falling. As we start to maybe look ahead to tomorrow and Buffalo's selecting in round two, like, do you see a few names there that at all maybe are intriguing to you?
Yeah, there's a few here. John Jason Paterka is still on the board. Noel Gundler, both are a couple of wingers that would be a nice addition for the Sabres to add to Jack Quinn in that group of prospects that they're going to be adding this year. Sam Colangelo from the USHL with the Chicago Steel is also an interesting asset that could be available, and a couple of other defenders that could be available for Buffalo as they will pick 38th overall in the second round tomorrow. So plenty of interesting names that could be there for Buffalo. We'll see how everything kind of plays out, and who knows, maybe Kevin Adams gets a little aggressive and tries to move up to go get the guy that he truly, really wants.
Yeah, at this point, you wouldn't have to give up a ton to move up a few picks or, you know, whatever you're talking about here, at least you said.
Probably not, no.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works. Okay, Brayton, thank you. We'll hear from you tomorrow morning with Howard and Jeremy. And what time again for Jack Quinn?
9:30 tomorrow. Jack Quinn's going to be joining Howard and Jeremy.
Okay, we'll have that. If you want to hear Jack Quinn's press conference, the Zoom call from earlier tonight, that's already up at WGR550.com in our on-demand section. We've got one pick left to go here. San Jose just about set to make it. We'll give you that here before we sign off. But, Pat, how about just a final thought on the Sabres with Quinn and just some of our discussions tonight as we go ahead tomorrow. Obviously, a lot more picks coming. I guess I'll say, reminder to everybody, the reaction to tomorrow, all of these players will not be on the Sabres roster next year going forward. Quinn, we think, may not, but going forward tomorrow, all these guys will not be a part of the Sabres next year. So let's remember that when we react, whether we love it or hate it.
If you're Kevin Adams and going into this draft, you wanted to get somebody who can be a pure goal scorer and somebody that maybe in these conversations, in these Zoom interviews, you talk to Jack Quinn and you hear about how he wants the puck, he wants to be somebody that leads the offense, then you got that tonight. So, you know, for your first draft pick and your first draft, if that's what you're looking for, well, the fact that he's there for you at 8, that's mission accomplished. And now it's up to, you know, filling out the rest of your draft here going forward. And, you know, these next rounds, they go pretty fast. So it's one of those things you get your picks pretty quickly, and the Sabres will be on the board pretty fast.
Last pick of the draft in round one. Here's San Jose.
31st pick of the 2020 NHL draft.
The San Jose Sharks are proud to select from the Prince Albert Raiders, Ozzie Weisblatt.
Ozzie Weisblatt going to San Jose, as he's the right winger. And that does put a close on round one. So tomorrow, as Brayton said, the Sabres will be picking again at 37. So we'll have that for you tomorrow online, WGR550.com, as well as on Twitter. Pat, thank you. That was fun.
It's a lot of fun. Hopefully we're back here doing Sabre broadcast very soon.
Yes. The news at the start of the draft. Gary Bettman's plan to start the league January 1st. So we're less than 3 months away from that.
Can't wait.
That's right. Thanks, Pat. Mm-hmm. Good job. Pat Mellicaro and Brayton Wilson. John Simon producing. Thank you, John. Great work as always. I'm Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening. Again, tomorrow, Howard and Jeremy, Brayton, their reaction at 6 a.m. They'll have Jack Quinn on at 9:30. If you want to hear Jack Quinn's press conference, check it out right now at WGR550.com. Thanks for listening. Our coverage of the NHL draft on WGR was brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. By Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, and by BlackRock, Brighton, Eggert Pharmacies. Your health is our number one priority. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon right here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.